The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to the festival's custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem. But his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances, but did not find him. They returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why are you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. So he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them and to his mother. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all. A couple renews their marital vows at their wedding anniversary. At the reception after Mass, the husband is asked by the master of ceremonies, "If you were given the chance to start life anew, would you marry the same woman?" Caught by the surprise, the husband ponders on the question in silence. The wife waits for his reply nervously. Then in front of all the guests, he says empathetically, "Yes, I will." On hearing this, the wife bursts into tears. "These are tears of joy," she explains. "I am not perfect, but I try my best to be one because of his love." Love makes them perfect. When God the Father sent his Son into the world, he willed that his Son be born into a human family, though not perfect. God willed that the family that Jesus would embrace be a family of love because he is love. In this sense, Jesus grew up in Nazareth with Mary and Joseph. They are poor, but loving family. Today we celebrate the feast of the Holy Family. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph are called the Holy Family for two very good reasons. The first reason is because they followed God's will in every particular. Second reason is, and because they strove at all times to love God, each other, and the people among whom they lived. When we speak of this holy family, for a large part of his life, Jesus was part of a family. Like every other family, it must have heard from time to time its ups and downs, its joys and sorrows, its problems and difficulties. Mary had days of sorrow and anxiety, sorrow which culminated at the foot of the cross on Calvary. But she accepted it all as God's will for the salvation of the world. It is a time when we can reflect on the quality of our own family life in the light of the church's first family. Family life is a wonderful life which God gave to the humans from the beginning of human life. Family is the center of human life where we can share our love, happiness, peace, joy, and sharing. It is true and fact that God blessed each individual person to have better life through the sacrament of marriage. Today, when we look into our family, people are not ready to share the real peace and joy. There are times when we make mistakes, fail to understand each other, or feel very anxious. Perfection and holiness in the family is not always the same thing. We live in an imperfect world, and messy things happen. The key is how we respond when we are in trouble. Anxieties, worries, failures, tension, misunderstanding, hardness are part of our life and will not end till you draw your last breath. That's why the church is asking us to turn towards the Holy Family. They too faced the problems which we now face. Ask for courage and for help. The Holy Family gives you the strength to keep going on the hard road of family life. Saint Joseph did not escape from difficulties. Mother Mary did not seek for luxurious life. Jesus did not try to escape the cruel death on the cross. They accepted pains and sufferings, so they reached the highest form of life. When the wind blows 50 to 70 miles, only well-rooted trees survive. In the same way, in the often stormy winds of human life, only strong, faithful families survive in the presence of God for the highest form of life. All the families must be in the highest form of life. Is our family sir in the highest form of life? The husband, children, and the wife must question today. Here we see the poor family, the hard-working family, the suffering family reach the highest form of life. God is with us. God is helping us. God's graces are flowing every week upon everyone. Are we received the highest form of life as a family? We are not experiencing more difficulties and problems than this family. We are blessed ones. we have no much worries and pains and sufferings. When the pains, sufferings comes, when we disobey each other. If husband and wife disobey each other, there the clash comes in the family. There the divisions comes in the family. There the pain and sufferings come in the family. Most of the families, for simple reason, they divide themselves. I don't want my husband because he snores all the time. So simple reason, simple division. So family means being together, sharing together, loving together. And if there is proper understanding between husband and wife, you will surely have this sharing, loving, and whatever the joy. The understanding. Remember the promise of your marriage. Putting hand in hand, very happily they give the marriage bond. Most of you might have forgot that promise. Today is the day where everyone, all the family members, must remember the value of family. The promised bond which you have, which you did during the marriage. When you forget your bond, you forget everyone in the family. Remember that. Family is the place where we really enjoy human life. Everything is available in the family. Everything is given in the family. And if we are not sharing those blessings which flows from the family, we really fail as a family member, as a wife, or as a husband, or as a children. So, today, through this holy family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, we need to learn something. The sufferings they underwent, the unity between the Joseph, Mary, and Jesus. The unity made their family and brought their family highest form of life. The same unity must be alive in our family. Then we can easily bring our family to the highest form of life. Let us pray to the Holy Family that the Holy Family may bless us all the time so that we all may live as a good family on the earth.